Amaru, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
So I couldn't help but notice that the name of the project is Greenwood District Studios. And a lot of Americans may have heard that name as there's been a revival of interest in the Tulsa race massacre. What was the path that led you to naming the project that way?
You know, I don't like to do anything half-assed. And so we needed something. We had the concept. We just needed something to match the greatness of the project and by way of a name. And so I've already known about Greenwood from past historical and just I've traveled the country, so I've been there. And I assumed that everyone knew just as much as I did until recently. And so it has almost become a myth. And so what great way to uncover a myth and keep it from becoming a myth is by naming something after it, such as this. So we figured if we were going to make history, we'll revive Greenwood at the same time and keep that so that we never forget it. Because if we forget it, we'll repeat it.
I love that about it, the way you evoked something that we should keep in mind about the past while reminding everybody also about all the prosperity of Black Wall Street and everything that can be. Amaru, tell us a little bit about the things in your career that led you to want to start a studio.
In my eyes, being a filmmaker is the one day having a studio, but being a stand-up comic and being able to include all of that in one facility is still surreal. So, you know, we got a comedy club in here as well that we'll be opening.
Yeah. It sounds like you had your mindset on a studio for some time, but was this one of those situations where you looked at the building and looked at the space and thought, why isn't anybody doing anything with that?
Well, so we were all over town. We didn't reinvent the wheel. This is what Motown did. You know, they bought the block basically and bought several houses. So one was for music, one was for artist development, one was for finance, et cetera, et cetera. We just lucked up and found one facility. We've been all over town. We've been in Albion and then ended up back here. And then one day we were settling on a place because settling meaning we were only going to be able to do post-production and leading up to something that was full scale. So we were eating at this Logan's that's in front of us. And to my right, I could see this building. And I told my girlfriend, I asked her, what is that building right there? It was all colorful. She said, that's the old Lansing Cinema building. What you mean old? It ain't open anymore? And she's like, nah, it's been closed for a while now. I was like, check, please. We were in this building the next day.
You mentioned the Motown model, but were there other studios, either musical or film studios, that you looked to for inspiration?
Yeah, Tyler Perry's. We actually had a friend who has done some work, and one of our consultants hooked me up with the production manager for Tyler Perry. But giving us some advice and leading us in the right direction, especially when we thought we were going to be here during COVID, they had their special way of dealing with COVID while producing films. And so we wanted some insight on that. So it doesn't look like we're going to have to follow that route. Nonetheless, building a Tyler Perry-like situation here in Lansing is what our idea has evolved into.
I mean, that's another thing that really strikes me about this is the far-thinking aspects of starting something so massive in the midst of when everybody else was kind of trying to get by.
Well, you know, both of my careers were shut down. So, in effect, I was unemployed like everybody else. And either I'm a keep going door-to-door trying to get a job, a 9-to-5, when I've spent 22 years of telling jokes isn't what I was going to settle for. So I had to come up with something, and what better way to try to come up with something that will help the community as well, because this is supposed to benefit the community. So part of our proceeds go back directly into the underrepresented communities.
What can you tell us about the studio's upcoming projects? There's one called You're the Church, which I believe is a full-on feature film, and yeah. another one called Quality Mart that's a TV show. Can you give us the elevator pitches for them?
So You're the Church is a film that we completed about going on 2 years now. We were going to release it last year, but COVID said, hold on to that. We had a premiere in Chicago, one slated in Royal Oak, but it was canceled because of COVID. Now, I guess it's better to release it now because we have a bigger audience. Kind of a blessing that way. It is a comedy. I grew up a Jehovah's Witness, and the co-writer was a preacher's kid. So we had stories about the things that we saw growing up in those type of environments. And we have fun with it. So we will be releasing that sometime this year. Quality Mart is sometime in the near future when we are able to build a full-scale convenience store inside the facility. Right now we're focused on producing a film called Marcus and Jeremy, which was the very first screenplay that I wrote in my career and the very first movie deal that I got, which I turned down, obviously, because we're making a movie called Marcus and Jeremy. So that, and we are in partnership to make a film called Dare to Compete in Flint, Michigan, during post-production of Marcus and Jeremy. So we got quite a few things going besides the elements that we do for other businesses throughout the city.
What you're doing is what filmmakers do when they have a concept. You know, you have to start your own production company unless you're going to try to work the system and build the connections to get big studio funding. But could you foresee a day when GDS is working on projects from other people? Or do you have some hopes for what this could do for underrepresented producers and directors?
Oh, yeah. So there's a friend of ours who she just graduated from Michigan State, and then she moved to Texas, and then we got the building. And she was like, wow. Why y'all start doing that when I leave? I was like, we told you what we was going to do. It ain't our problem that you didn't leave us. But she sat her family down and told them that she wants to pursue being a director, a writer-director, and she's moving back here because of what we've done. So to be able to provide that, because there's a lot of talented people in Michigan who get training or aspire to and leave Michigan. You know, there's a young lady that works at Netflix. She just worked on that Jamie Foxx show that was on Netflix, and she's from here, but she moved to LA to realize that dream. When if we put our minds together and do something so radical like this, we can keep those people. Imagine being able to go to Michigan State and their pitch is, not only can you come to our, you know, our theater or film program, we can get you in as an intern at an actual studio here in the state or even a job. This is like a dream come true for any filmmaker to have something right in their yard that they can exercise their dream and not have to move that far from home.
I hesitate to suggest that anything makes funding creative work easier ever because it's always really, really hard. But I do wonder, you know, we're in this period now where people can look to what Tyler Perry has been able to build. They're able to look to, you know, Barry Jenkins, you know, building his work and building his audience. And they're able mm-hmm. to look at what Donald Glover was able to accomplish with Atlanta. I mean, do you think that this is a different market for both raising the money you need to get projects moving and to get people to take them seriously?
It can be done. We have the skill sets in regards to some of the people that we deal with. You know, we're not new to this. I'm an award-winning filmmaker, so I won a few Telly Awards for stuff that we've done. And pulling together the people that need to be pulled together to get things done and get the respect that we expect to garner from what we're going to be doing is that from experience. So having a show like Atlanta, Donald Glover, is the same idea and concept that we have for the show QM. It's something close to the city that it's made in. Everybody can relate to Quality Dairy and has a story that's happened at Quality Dairy. Somebody knows somebody that worked there, and to have real people from those stores featured in the show endears our show to the city, and cannot be successful. I consider myself a good writer. I consider myself a good incubator for talent, new and up and coming talent. So I don't see having an issue with making our project just as popular as anybody else's. It's all about the talent and putting that talent together.
Yeah. Other than the fact that there is available real estate, I mean, you mentioned how fast you were able to make a deal to get into the building. What makes Lansing the right place to do this?
Just like in making your first project, talk about what you know. So just like putting this together is where I live. I'm from Kalamazoo, but I live here. I've been here for about 10 years. And so what better place to start something like this where you create the economic development in the area that I live in? Let's start there first, and we can expand to other places. Back to the last question, there's an education that needs to happen as well in Lansing, and hopefully we can provide the education, and meaning what a studio is, what it involves, how you make it prosper. It's a symbiotic relationship between the community and the studio. So getting that understanding is going to be an education. You know, we got to put a perimeter fence up around the building. There's a reason for that. You know, when we have notables and celebrities here, they're going to want to feel safe, and we got to protect the building from, you know, fanatics driving in and out. They do it now, and driving, you know, on the parking lot, taking pictures and parking and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But there's an education that comes with having a movie studio here, so that we have an understanding of what we're going to be doing and how we're going to be doing it and how they can help.
Amaru, you can follow him on Twitter at TheRealAmaru and look for Greenwood District Studios moving into production in Lansing. Amaru, it's great talking to you. Thank you for giving us a few minutes.
Thank you.